Welcome to the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction. I'm Kate McNally, host of The Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio. We're really glad you're here for the Tupelo Public Radio Project. For the next hour, I'll be your host as we explore acoustic music with some of the most talented and accomplished musicians performing today. Tonight, our guest is Peter Yarrow. Peter Yarrow was born in New York City. He graduated from New York City's High School of Music and Art and graduated from Cornell University in 1959. And soon after, he met Noel Paul Stuckey and Mary Travers in New York City's Greenwich Village, the center of the mid-20th century American folk music revival. By 1962, the trio released their first album, which remained in the top 10 for 10 months, in the top 20 for 2 years, and sold more than 2 million copies. His gift for songwriting has produced some of the most moving songs from Peter, Paul, and Mary, including Puff the Magic Dragon, Day is Done, Light One Candle, and The Great Mandala. As a member of Peter, Paul, and Mary, he earned multiple gold and platinum albums, as well as numerous Grammys. Peter's talents as a creative artist, both with the trio and as a solo performer, have been largely directed at using music to convey a message of humanity and caring. He's committed his time and talent to many issues over the years: equal rights, peace, the environment, gender equality, homelessness, hospice care, and education. He's a skillful performer and a skillful organizer. His life and work culminating in the founding and leadership of Operation Respect with its Don't Laugh at Me initiative is based on his passionate belief that music, with its power to build community and catalyze change, can be a particularly powerful organizing tool. Please give a great big Tupelo welcome to Peter Yarrow.
Music speaks louder than words. It's the only thing that the whole world listens to. Music speaks louder than words. When you sing, people understand. Sometimes the love that you feel inside gets lost between your heart and your mind, and the words don't really say the thing you wanted them to. But then you hear in someone's song what you've been trying to say all along, and somehow with the magic of music the message comes through. Because music speaks louder than words, it's the only thing. It's the only thing that the whole world, that the whole world listens to. Music speaks louder than words. When you sing, people understand. Try that with me. Music speaks louder than words. Music speaks louder than words. It's the only thing, it's the only thing that the whole world listens to. Music speaks louder than words. When you sing, people understand. The longer I live, the more I find that people seldom take the time to really get to know a stranger, make him a friend. about the power of a simple song. Can let everybody know that we all belong. Maybe singing and playing can bring us together. Maybe singing and playing can bring us together. Maybe singing and playing can bring us together again. Music speaks louder than words, because music speaks louder than words. It's the only thing, it's the only thing that the whole world listens to. Music speaks louder than words. When you sing, people understand. Now you sing it softly. Here we go. Music speaks. It's the only thing that the whole world listens to. Music speaks. When you sing, people understand.
Well done.
I mean, that seems so simplistic, but it's so important to realize that in the world of art today, we desperately need those kinds of tools that let us know that we care about each other, that we're united in some kind of common mission, some kind of common concern about what we're facing. And music does have that capacity to connect us. And when you hear that sound with you singing, what could be bad? I'm telling you, darling, it's a beautiful thing. Sometimes I hear that and I know, I said, that's the sound of peace. When you sound like that again, I'll tell you, and then you can say, that was the sound of peace, okay? Let me sing you another song that also has to do with some of the realizations that evolved in the period of time in which I've been singing, and I've been singing for all of 2.5 years. Do you realize that Peter, Paul, and Mary were together 3 months shy of 50 years? That's really something. So here, this is my daughter Bethany, who's a singer. Is not all that fond of Puff the Magic Dragon. I don't terribly blame her. She had to hear it too frequently. But she did love this song. If I had wings, no one would ask me, should I fly? The bird sings, no one asks why. And I can see myself wings as I feel them. If you see something else, keep your thoughts to yourself. I'll fly free then. Yesterday's eyes see their colors fading away. They see their sun turning to gray. You can't share in a dream that you don't believe in. If you say that you see and pretend to be me, you won't be then. If I had wings, no one would ask me, should I fly? The bird sings and no one asks why. I can see in myself wings as I feel them. If you see something else, keep your thoughts to yourself. I'll fly free then. Sorry, I channeled there for just a moment. How can you ask if I'm happy in my way? You might as well ask a child at play. There is no need to discuss or understand me. I won't ask of myself to become something else. I'll just be me. If I had wings, no one would ask me, baby. Baby, 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 baby. That's right. That first little lick, you weren't sure whether it was a joke or not. It was, yes. So, if I had wings, no one would ask me, should I fly? If you had wings, no one would ask you. If she had wings, no one would ask her, should she fly? If Perry and Jed had wings, ah, but they have wings, and they do fly. If Liz Stuckey had, well, she's got her wings. Who else is here? If I had wings, no one would ask me. You can do this. Does that fly? The bird sings, no one asks why. Why? Why? I can see in myself wings as I feel. Can you do that? When if you see, you know what, you see, this used to be this, the way people would applaud. No, I'm serious. In those, beat poet jazz clubs, because they were illegal. And if they were, the neighbors heard them clapping, they'd get busted. Actually, that's not really why. They just was so hip to do that. I think some of you are too old to do it. Your fingers just won't work. You're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. Here we go. If I had wings, would ask me, should I fly? The birds sing, no one asks why. I can see in myself wings as I feel them. If you see something else, keep your full part to keep hope. But you put down. Oh, if I had wings. If I had wings, no one would. If I had wings, no one would ask me. Woo! And then if I had wings, ah, that you can do, no one would ask me, should I fly? See, people will ask me, and they might ask you, but probably less frequently. What was the 60s all about? For some of you, you would write N/A, not applicable, because not only weren't you around, you don't know. You don't. Well, but the 60s was not about Beads' long hair protesting. Many of you think it was, but it wasn't. It was about a search for authenticity as opposed to spoon-fed perspectives that told us, this is the way you should act. This is what's proper. And these are the confines within which you must behave. And this is what you must believe in. It's kind of like watching Fox News now, you know what I mean? Well, this song is about that, the If I Had Wings song. And it was really about those discoveries of the 1960s. And now, strangely and incredibly, we've gone back to a place where we have to once again reestablish the idea that individual thinking and individual initiative is essential not only for our personal growth, but for the existence of a strong democracy. Therefore, I am declaring tonight not a concert at all. We are occupying Tupelo. And I've sung. I've sung at Occupy Wall Street. Right in the beginning. And Occupy D.C. and Occupy Denver. And I brought my daughter and son, and we performed there, and my granddaughter and her class, and they had those signs, you know, like picket signs. But they said, we believe in fairness. We believe in kindness. Essentially, that's what the whole Occupy movement is about. I want to sing a song with you because some of you are wondering in your minds, and she's always here. You think Mary's gone? Not so fast. This is a song Mary Travers made very famous. Ironically, even as we opposed the war, became the link between our young men who willy-nilly went there to put their lives on the line, and many, many, many of them came back very, very damaged. Hated the war. My heart aches for those young men, and they were all young men. Now they're women too. When I get to the chorus, you sing Mary's part, I'll sing Peter's part. I know it very well. That's what Noel and I did, Noel Paul, at Mary's memorial service, and it was really beautiful. Want to do it again now. All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn's breaking its early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry, so kiss me and smile. So kiss me and smile. Better, I'd ask you on stage. We'll work it out for the second half, won't we? There's so many times I let you down, so many times I played around. I'll tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile. Before Mary passed, she had a party. I'm telling you, she lived right up to the edge. And I called Noel up and I said, you better get down here. I think this may be the last party we'll share with her. Because I live close to Mary. And she had lots of great friends. And she was kind of already in that state halfway between where we are and where she was going, and when I said goodbye to her, you know, we would always kiss goodbye, Mary and I, on the lips. Yeah, like Russian guys, you know what I mean? And it was always like this. I'll see you on the road next week, sweetheart. This time we both intuitively, even though she was in that place, he said. And I was right. Got a call from Ethan, her husband. The next day she went to the hospice, and the next day she passed. And we were all together, just really close people, and I had a few moments with her just to speak to her. And I was in the room, and I don't know what she was able to hear or not, but I said the things I wanted to say and told her how much I loved her and how amazing our journey was together. And then I saw that she seemed to move a little and was very, maybe uncomfortable. So I said, sweetheart, let me call the nurse. I said, I think she may be uncomfortable. And I'm going to leave. I've said all I have to say. It was very calm. And I turned to go, and as I reached the door, clear as a bell, I heard the words, Peter, I was not uncomfortable. I just wanted you to get to the point. I swear I heard it, and I don't care if the nurse did. That's it. So now the time has come to leave you one more time and let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. And we'll dream about the days to come. And I won't have to leave alone. About the time, I won't have to say. Oh, man, I hate, we
Thank you. I want to sing a song that, with all the struggles that we've been through, you know, there are some very wonderful highlights of success. One of them was the anti-apartheid movement and the release of Nelson Mandela from jail and his becoming president of South Africa. And Mary and Noel and I got arrested together in that context. It was a bonding experience and very important for us. My daughter, Mary's mother, Mary's daughter, came to get arrested with her and with Noel, Paul, and me. And my daughter, she was too young to get arrested, or so I thought. She was 14 years old and she had green hair. There were only three things that I told her as a parent that over which I had authority: health, academics, and safety. You would be surprised how many things fall into those three categories. But if she wanted to dye her hair green or purple, and she did, that was okay. Well, anyhow, she came down to Washington, D.C., and we had a big rally where we sang for the anti-apartheid effort to support the boycott. Now, you know, the boycott, when it was voted on, was vetoed by Ronald Reagan. And there was one person in Congress who rallied everybody, and I'm going next week to sing at his memorial celebration, as I did in Kalamazoo, Michigan, just a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks ago. his name was Congressman Howard Wolpe, and he rallied Congress, and they overrode the veto. And to a large degree, this was a great success because it did occasion the, in certain ways, the handwriting on the wall. The apartheid had to fall. Well, for the occasion of our 25th anniversary together, I wrote this song for us to sing at a rally where Bishop Tutu had just gotten, had come over after getting his Nobel Peace Prize. And we did, and this is the song I'm going to sing, and it links Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela. But the interesting thing was after that rally, you know, the next day we were going to get arrested. It wasn't like the good old days where you get pepper sprayed, but they didn't have any pepper spray in those days and things like that, or clubbed or whatever. Here they already had our social security numbers at DC jail, and they knew we were coming. And ultimately about 2,000 people did what we did. We stood there and held each other's crossed arms like this and sang, "We Shall Overcome." Then the police came and they said, "We have to go," and we didn't go, and then they arrested us. But my daughter said to me when it was time for her to go home after the rally, "Dad, I want to get arrested with you." Now, how many of you parents have had your kids say that to you? See what an unusual life I've led. And what do you think I said? Ah, yes, it could have applied to that, but I said to her, under the auspices of my authority in terms of academics, "Sweetheart, you can't miss 2 days of school." I swear I said that. My mother's son, she was a school teacher. So she said, "Dad, I have to do this for me." And I said, "You know, you might never work for the CIA if you do this." "I know all that, Dad." So there she was And I still have the CNN tape with her, her green hair and singing We Shall Overcome. And years later, she went to South Africa, made a marvelous documentary that was shown on PBS called Mama Awaitu, about how the women paved the way for the change from apartheid society to egalitarian society. So, you know, you never know what happens when your child gets arrested. It's going to be there. All right, here we are. Brother Martin was walking with me, and every step I heard, liberty. Though he's fallen, come a million behind. Glory, hallelujah, we're gonna make it this time. I said it's no easy walk to freedom, no easy walk to freedom. Just keep on walking and we shall be free. That's how we're gonna make a history. Try that with me. No easy walk to freedom. Easy walk to freedom. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. You shall be free. That's how we make history. That's how we're gonna make a history. Cross the ocean, the blood's running warm. I hear it coming, a thunder and storm. Just like we lived it, you know that it's true. Nelson Mandela, now we're walking with you. No easy walk to freedom. No easy walk to freedom. Just keep on, oh, you shall be free. That's how we're gonna make history. That's how we're gonna make a history. Now in our land, not so long ago, we lived that struggle, that's how we know. Slavery was abolished, coming freedom's call. Keep on walking and apartheid will fall. No easy walk to freedom, no. No easy walk to keep on walking. Keep on walking and shall be free. That's how we're gonna make a history. Bread for the body, there's got to be. But a soul will die without liberty. Pray for the day when the struggle is past. Freedom for all, free at last. Free at last, free at last. No easy walk to freedom. No easy walk to freedom, yeah. Keep on walking, you shall be free. That's how we're gonna make history. No, no, no easy walk to freedom. No, no easy walk to freedom. Keep on walking, you shall be free. That's how we're gonna change history, you and me. Thank you so much.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're here at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Peter Yarrow. Peter, it's so great to have you. I just want to thank you for coming to the Tupelo and being part of the Tupelo Public Radio Project. And also want to thank our audience for joining us for an evening with Peter Yarrow.
I want to clap for you. Now you be quiet. Now be quiet, be quiet. This is the sound of two hands clapping. Wonderful. You are. You're a lovely crowd. I didn't know what to expect.
You know, I was thinking this is the weekend many people have off, and, you know, many people will be paying tribute in some way to Martin Luther King. And I know you pay tribute to civil rights on a regular basis through your music and all the work that you do and all your volunteerism. But will you do something special on Monday to honor the memory of Martin Luther King?
Every day is like this. Frankly, the birth of my commitment to organizing and activism and advocacy really was, it was in my bones before then, but when Peter Paul and Mary played at the March on Washington in 1963, it was overwhelming. I mean, to see a quarter of a million people whose hearts were absolutely dedicated to justice and who were saying in so many ways, I would like to be able to say with liberty and justice for all and not be a hypocrite, because, of course, African Americans at that time, there was one lynching every 3 days on average. And in our own national capital, there were separate bathrooms and water fountains for colored only. And Marian Anderson could not play at Constitution Hall. And it was unimaginable that that existed, and it was unimaginable but that people came together. And I have retraced the steps with a group called Faith in Politics, led by John Lewis, through the Selma Montgomery March route, and it's overwhelmingly moving. I have to say that every day for me after that march was the day walking with Martin and walking with those people. And the miracle of America was that somebody who could have been chased by a lynch mob at that time, these many years later, but in very short time in terms of real change, became president of the United States. And say what you will about the things that are wrong, and I do, you know, with our country, but I have enormous, enormous, passionate respect for what we are and what we have done in this regard. And it will be another day waking up and working on the things that I am privileged to work on now, which are mainly an effort called Operation Respect, which is an advocacy nonprofit that seeks to make sure that the educational paradigm shifts so that the social and emotional growth of kids is treated with the same respect as their intellectual growth, rather than just saying, "Oh, it's all about high stakes tests." It's not. And it has a program called Don't Laugh at Me, and I'll sing the song that was written by Steve Siskin and Alan Chamblin, that is the We Shall Overcome and the Blowing in the Wind and the If I Had a Hammer, of a movement to make sure that kids grow up in safe, caring environments in their schools and their communities. And there's a program, and it's experiential learning, and it's music fused with pedagogy, and it's in 22,000 schools in the United States, and we're in Israel now, with both in Arabic and in Hebrew, and we're now graduated from 4 schools that were pilots to see how well we did to 30 schools, and we're in Ukraine, and we're in Hong Kong, etc. It's passionately wonderful work, and all of that work is that march. Because that march and all the other marches were about the absence or presence of respect. Racism is a very virulent form of disrespect. The women's movement, respect for women. In the world of power and the world of commerce, in before the law, the environmental movement, respect for the environment, but also for the next generation. So if we have respect and we bring the kids up to respect each other, we'll have less and less and less bullying, and we'll also have fewer and fewer reasons to have marches.
Very well said. So passionate, and I wonder if you came out of Cornell with that passion or if you found some inspiration from somebody. Whose lead were you following? Whose lead were Peter, Paul, and Mary following?
Truly, our role model, the Weavers and Pete Seeger. The inspiration was Pete and Ronnie Gilbert and Fred Hellerman, Lee Hayes. And Mary and I were both at that concert in Carnegie Hall in 1955. It changed my life. I just saw that was it. If you want to get a great, great album, I'm sure you've played cuts from it, The Weavers at Carnegie Hall. I just saw Pete the other day, by the way. I do keep in touch with him a lot. I've been to so many events where we've been co-advocates. But the person that really prepared me, and you should know that this is the case, because was my teacher, school teacher mother, who was she was frightened to lose her job, but she was a member of the teachers union when it was considered by many to be seditious. I know, unions, you know, an odd thought. As I said, we've gone back to that time in a way. And she was a member of Planned Parenthood. That was also considered to be heretical. As I said, we've gone back to that time again. You know, in certain ways, each generation, I'm afraid, is going to be challenged to reassert the value system that says we want fairness, we want equity, and that there is no voice raised on a national level for decades until the Occupy movement emerged.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. How about some more music from Peter Yarrow?
Well, yes, I will do that. But, you know, I thought maybe we could go on the road. This is really fun. I'm going to sing that song I was talking about, that anthem. I'm so grateful. This is Steve Seskin and Alan Chamblin's song. And it's these kinds of songs that we need to be reasserted in our culture so that our sensibilities will be opened and our caring will be affirmed and reconfirmed. And that is what Liz Stuckey is doing with her dad, Noel Paul Stuckey. I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, 'cause I got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm the kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend, but is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm the beggar on the corner. You've passed me on the street. I wouldn't be out here begging if if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind. Hey, aren't we all? I'm black, I'm white, and I am brown. I'm Jewish, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Buddhist. I was born in Sarajevo, I was born in Kosovo. I was born in Northern Ireland, I was born in Africa. I'm Hutu, I'm Tutsi, I'm gay, I'm lesbian. I am American Indian, I'm very, very young. I'm quite aged. Born in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in the Sudan, Mexico, Canada, United States of America. I'm Israeli, I'm Palestinian. I'm very wealthy, and I am very, very poor. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names. Sing with me, please. Don't laugh at me, don't call me name, don't get your pleasure. Don't get your pleasure from my pain in God's eyes. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me.
Well, we're kind of coming to a close for the Tupelo Public Radio Project, and I just can't let you get away without asking you if you've got any CDs coming out soon that we should be looking for.
Well, I'm publishing books. Something happened. For 15 years, they wanted me to do a children's illustrated book of Puff the Magic Dragon, and I didn't want to do it. What's the point? You know, it didn't seem attractive to me, and it was just milking the old dragon. But then I started singing with my daughter, and I realized, what if we do a version of the song that's intergenerational? And that clued me in. So we made a deal, and they put out a book, and the oddest thing happened. It made me the only 73-year-old who sold over a million anythings in the past several, activist folk singer who'd sold a million anythings. I mean, if I put out that CD, it would have sold 80 copies. But publishing didn't get shut down like, the record business. And that was so successful and amazing that then we did Day Is Done. And then I put out four books with 12 songs, the first rudimentary songs that I started with. Favorite folk songs and then Sleepy Time songs and Let's Sing Together and Songs for Little Folks. And then Tom Paxton's, imprint, Peter Yarrow Books, who put out Tom Paxton's Marvelous Toy, and then put out Judy Collins' Over the Rainbow, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and then we put out, this Christmas, we put out the last thing that Mary recorded, which was The Night Before Christmas. She did the narration, and Noel and I did the background soundtrack for it, and it also featured Noel's version, because he had written a song. And then Carly Simon did Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and now, you know the song, It's Raining, It's Pouring, that we didn't... It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring, bumped his head and he went to bed. And you remember that? That's going to be a book, and it's beautiful. There is going to be, for Peter, Paul, and Mary's official 50th of, not when we got together, but when we released our first album, there will be a big photographic book that allows you to, with commentary, that allows you to share in that. But I would encourage you to do a few things. Get arrested. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Yes, I'm okay. Whatever. Go to the Kerrville Folk Festival, where you will hear new singer-songwriters, and you will not say, where have all the folk singers gone? Because they are abounding there, and particularly in the Music to Life, you know, competition. Not a competition for commercial songs, for music, but a competition that has existed for some years now, out of which songs, a lot of songs came that Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded, where people are writing songs from the heart to try and make sure that people have that in their lives to make the world more humane and loving and more connected. When we sing together, it really makes a difference. Kate, do you want to end with some words before I sing one more song?
And then I would just love to remind everyone that this is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. And I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we are at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Peter Yarrow, and time for one more tune. So what are you going to play for us?
Day Is Done, which was the first song sung at the 1969 March on Washington to end the Vietnamese War. Yes. You'll see why, if you look at the book, what is going on here, it's a children's book. But in this context, it was clearly a statement in the broadest sense about creating a world of peace. Tell me why you're crying, my son. I know you're frightened like everyone. Is it the thunder in the distance you fear? Will it help if I stay very near? I am here. Ask why I'm sighing, my son. You shall inherit what humankind has done. In a world filled with sorrow and woe, if you ask me why this is so, I really don't know. But if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take hand in my son, we'll be well when the day is done. Day is done. When the day is done. When the day is done. When the day is done. Tell me why you're smiling, my son. Is there a secret you can tell everyone? Do you know more than those that are wise? Can you see what we all learn to disguise through your loving eyes? And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when it's done. When the day is done, when the day is done, when the day is done, done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. Day is done. When the 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 day is done.
You've been listening to the Tupelo Public Radio Project, a joint project of New Hampshire Public Radio and the Tupelo Music Hall. I'm Kate McNally, host of The Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio, and thanks for joining us tonight. You can find more information about this series on the Folk Show page of nhpr.org, and a special thanks to Peter Yarrow.
And to you, Kate.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Doug Cole, president of Cole Gardens in Concord, New Hampshire. Oh, it's great on a busy day at the Garden Center. We'll hear a lot of our customers say, hey, I heard you on NHPR. It's just good to know that our word is getting out and they're hearing it. Yeah, we highly recommend other businesses to underwrite NHPR. We know the word gets out and we know it's a benefit.
To learn more about underwriting, visit the support page on nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and New Hampshire Business Review, presenting the 2012 Bob Awards, honoring New Hampshire companies in over 80 business categories. Details at bobawardsnh.com. And Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, presenting the intergalactic nemesis, the period sci-fi, horror, suspense, comedy, romance, January 20th at 7:30. Tickets at ccanh.com. And PSNH, sponsor of the Girl Scouts of the Green and White Mountains Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math program for grades 4 through 8. Details at girlscoutsgwm.org. These are the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio, WEVO Concord 89.1, WEVS Nashua 88.3, WEVH Hanover 91.3, WEVN Keene 90.7, WEVC Gorham 107.1, WEVJ Jackson 99.5, WEVF Colebrook 90.3, and WEVQ Littleton 91.9, and online at nhpr.org. I'm Kate McNally, saying so long for this edition of The Folk Show. I sure do hope you'll join us again next Sunday night from 7 until 10. And I'd like to remind you that you can join us on Facebook at nhprfolk, and you'll also find our playlist as well as our folk calendar on the web at nhpr.org. And that's also where you will find an archived edition of the Tupelo Public Radio Project. That's nhpr.org. Be safe, stay well, and thanks again for joining us for The Folk Show here at the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio. Art of the Song is next.